You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head men's basketball coach Philip Ponder. Oglethorpe closed out the regular season with a record of 14-11, 10-6 in SCAC play, earning the third seed out of the Eastern Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you guys closed out the year 8-4, really played much better basketball down the second half of the stretch of the year. Just talk about the way this team is heading into the SCAC tournament.
Well, I'm proud of the team. We didn't get off to a great start, and it wasn't really that we were playing bad basketball. It's just our first 12 games. We only had three home games in our first 12 games, and we were playing some really tough competition. I mean, we lost in overtime at Emory, who's 19-5, lost by 3 points out in California to Chapman, who's 21-3. So, I mean, we were playing some quality teams away from home, and so it wasn't really that we were playing bad. It's just the competition was really tough.
Coach, with the third seed out of the Eastern Division, obviously you draw the number two-seeded Western Division foe in Colorado College. You guys faced CC back January 21st on the road and lost that game 64-59, even though you led at 38-22 at the half despite Todd Ward's 24-point effort. Just talk about what you learn and take away from that game heading into Friday's matchup.
Yeah, I just watched that game again last night, and it was just as ugly to watch the second time. Basically, we just got to take care of the basketball. That was our main problem in that game. And really, for the season, we've done a great job of taking care of the basketball. But for whatever reason, in the second half, we got a little careless with the ball and really kind of gave them 10 or 12 free points. But, you know, we feel like we can play with these guys. We had a good first half against them. And really, you know, we're looking forward to playing them. We feel like it's a good matchup. I mean, they're a good team, and, you know, they got the best scorer in the conference, and it's going to be a tough game. But, you know, that game out in California, I mean, Colorado left a little bit of a bad taste in our mouth. So we're looking forward to playing them again.
Three seniors on this team, Coach, that we've talked about throughout the season, and Todd Ward, Joe Kennedy, and Alex Ritchie. These three guys are all looking for their first win in SCAC tournament in their career. How important will it be for those three guys to really continue to lead this team and keep these guys focused to play a full 40 minutes of basketball at the SCAC tournament?
Well, they're our main guys. I mean, you know, we rely a lot on our starting lineup. You know, our bench gives us some good minutes, but, you know, late in the season, we've been playing our starters even more, and the three seniors are the three guys we kind of rely on. So, you know, we're expecting big things out of them this weekend, and, you know, they want to close out their careers in a positive manner, and so I think they're going to do a great job this weekend.
Coach, you guys have a unique combination on this Oglethorpe team in the sense that you lead the conference in offensive rebounds, but you're also second in the league in field goal percentage. So you're making a lot of the baskets you take, but the ones you're missing, you're also having getting on the glass and creating extra basket and extra possession opportunities. How important is that going to be, especially heading into the tournament? Really, you know, every possession is so important.
Yeah, I mean, offensive rebounding has been big for us. You know, in the past, we've kind of been known as playing small ball. This is the first year that we've really not been a small team, you know, normally putting out four guards with Todd at the five. We've been playing Todd at the four this year, and it's really helped us in terms of our field goal percentage and, like you said, getting second-chance opportunities. And in the tournament, you know, every possession counts. So every extra possession you can get with an offensive rebound is huge for us. So, you know, that's going to be one of our key stress points Friday against Colorado is the offensive boards as well as the defensive boards.
Friday night, of course, in this matchup, the nightcap of the first day of the SCAC Men's Basketball Tournament will feature the two top scorers in the SCAC, of course, Todd Ward as an Oglethorpe Peachtree, and then on the other side of the ball, Nick Rose of Colorado College, averaging 21.9 points per game. And when you look at CC, he's one of the guys that obviously stands out and will be something you need to address. How do you go about trying to, you know, contain him? Last time you guys faced, he took a number of shots and scored 29 points. How do you look to try and, I guess, contain and keep him under his average heading into this weekend?
I mean, he is the best scorer in the conference. I mean, his points per game average shows that. You know, Todd's second in the conference in scoring, but he's a different type of player. Nick can get his shots pretty much any time he wants, any way he wants. So it's going to be tough to contain him. I mean, against us when he had 29, really, I think about 10 or 12 of his points, though, were just off of steals in transition. So he didn't kill us in the half court. I mean, he did okay in the half court, but he killed us off of steals and in transition. So we obviously want to limit those, and then hopefully we can guard him in the half court. But, you know, he's still going to get his shots up. He's still going to get his points because he's just impossible to guard one-on-one.
Colorado College coach does a good job of protecting the basketball, tops in the league in assist-to-turnover ratio. How do you try and put some extra pressure on the guards at CC and create some turnovers and make them a little uncomfortable and lead those, obviously, to easy baskets on your end of the floor as well?
They do a good job of taking care of the ball. But, you know, we press probably more than just about any team in the conference. There's Birmingham presses some and Austin presses some. But we try to press pretty much every possession off of a make or a dead ball. Sometimes it's a softer press. Sometimes it's a more aggressive press. And so we'll mix that up a little bit. We're not pressing as much as we have in the past, but we still don't want the guards to just be able to walk the ball up the floor. So we'll put some pressure on them. How much remains to be seen.
For those coming to the SCAC tournament this weekend, Coach, and haven't had a chance to see Oglethorpe play this year, what can they expect to see from the Peachells on Friday night?
We're going to play hard. We got a dynamic player in Todd Ward, and we've got some good shooters around him. So, we push the tempo. Again, probably not as much as we have in the past, but we still have the most shot attempts in the conference, and our opponents probably have the most shot attempts against us. So we get up and down. You know, we're going to press some. We're going to push it on offense. And so it's not going to be a walk-it-up, slow possession type of game when you see us play.
You know, Coach, you mentioned that you have a little bit bigger team this year and not having to play Todd at the five at all times. How much has having that inside bigger presence helped really open up the outside game this year? You guys are tops in the league, averaging just over 8 threes per game. You know, being able to pound it inside and open up that game for the guys on the outside to really shoot the ball.
Yeah, be honest with you, it wasn't even something that I anticipated in terms of us making as many three-pointers this year and shooting the percentage that we have this year. In the past, we've kind of had to shoot the three ball a good bit just because we were playing kind of small ball, playing smaller lineups. But this year's team has exceeded my expectations in terms of the way we've shot it and how many we've made. And you know, it's because of what you said, we're getting the ball inside more this year, and so defenses are having to try to stop our inside game a lot more, which is just freeing things up for us on the perimeter.
And finally, Coach, you know, one or two keys that'll be really important for your Peachells to play well on Friday and get the result and move on to the semifinals.
Well, like I talked about, we got to take care of the. And this season, we have taken care of the ball extremely well, but for whatever reason, in that Colorado game, we did not. So we got to do a much better job taking care of the basketball than we did last time we played them, and then. We touched on this a little bit earlier as well, but the offensive and defensive rebounding. We want to win the battle of the boards, try to get some extra possessions and limit their possessions.
Oglethorpe University head men's basketball coach Phil Ponder again. The Peachells earning the number 3 seed out of the Eastern Division will face off against Colorado College's number 2 seed out of the West, 8 p.m. in the nightcap of the first day of the SCAC men's basketball tournament, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time from Belhaven College. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
All right, thanks, Russell.